Now, if you ever see the Pope or the Roman Catholic, and some Episcopalians, the pastor always has somebody holding a book in front of them, and they don't have to hold their own book. Somebody holds it for them, and they can read. Well, this book here, no, you can't have my book. But this book here is called the Book of Worship. And in the Book of Worship, there's a lot of things that the Roman Catholic tradition and the Episcopal and the Anglican tradition, we all come from the worldwide Church of Jesus Christ, which we call the Holy Catholic Church, which means universal. So this week, being Mother's Day, this is also in our worship. It's called Festival of the Christian Home. And it lists the hymns that we can sing. Blessed be the tie that binds. Happy the home where God is there. Our parent. O Lord, may church and home such be combined. And then there's a prayer. It says, in you, O God, every family on earth receives its name. Illumine the homes in this earth with the light of your love. Grant encourage to those who are hurt or lonely. Endurance to those who care for sick family members, and wisdom to those in fearful times of change. We thank you for the gift of love we have received from mother, father, spouse, child, companion. And as we have been loved by you and by others, so we may love, and we ask that you grant us your peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now this day, Mother's Day, was started officially back in 1907 at the Methodist Episcopal Church in Virginia, I believe. West Virginia. Did you know that? Yeah, West Virginia, Grafton. You know where Grafton is?
I do.
That's where it started.
You know, yeah.
And this service was organized by a Methodist laywoman, Anna Jarvis, to honor her mother, who had died on May the 9th, 1905. By 1908, Anna Jarvis was advocating for all mothers to be honored on the second Sunday of May. Then in 1912, the Methodist Episcopal Church recognized the day and raised it to the national agenda. And in some parallels with the old English Mothering Sunday in mid-Lent, it was focused by returning home and praying homage to one's mother. And with Mother's Day for Peace introduced in 1872. So this is the festival for the Christian home. I'm going to read a little paragraph and then we'll pause and meditate on it. For our mothers who have given us life and love, that we may show them reverence and love, and we pray to the Lord. For mothers who have lost a child through death, that their faith may give them hope, and their family and friends support and console them, we pray to the Lord. For women, though without children of their own, who, like mothers, have nurtured and cared for us, we pray to the Lord. For mothers who have been unable to be a source of strength, who have not responded to their children and have not sustained their families, we pray to the Lord. Loving God, as a mother gives life and nourishment to her children, so you watch over your church. Bless these women, that they may strengthen as Christian mothers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth, and grant that we, the sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen.